Good morning. So today's a great day because there's extended family everywhere here this morning. So we've got folks that are visiting because of the holiday weekend. And as I was mingling about this morning, I was meeting some new faces and then some faces that I see maybe once a year or a couple of times a year that come to visit family that are a part of this church here. And we welcome you. I also want to say that it's just such a joy this morning to see the faces of many different people that have recently decided to make the Maryville Church their church family. We've got several of those that are here this morning. And as I mentioned last week, once again this morning, I met a brand new couple, first time here, just moved here from California. So your challenge is to figure out who that is this morning and give them a warm welcome. Because remember, greeting guests is always wise. Angels usually come in disguise. And so give everybody a warm welcome this morning as we leave here after our worship this morning. Kyle did give a little bit of a, kind of stole my thunder a little bit. We are going to be taking a brief break, a one-week break from our King Jesus series. We will continue that next week, and I think there are some bookmarks that are still available out in the hallway, in the foyer, that you can follow along with this series. But we'll start back next week with part number 9, the King's Opposition. So that's where we'll be next week. But we're going to take a break from that today, and because we've had a really wonderful week. We've been able to spend time with family, had maybe some time off from work, got to enjoy some good food and good times together the last few days. And because it's been a short work week, I didn't want to decrease the amount of time that I was working on preparing this next lesson, because I think this next lesson in the series in King Jesus doesn't deserve to be shortchanged. And so I wanted to spend adequate time. And so I decided to bring a more abbreviated lesson that's suspended from the series today, and one that's more inspirational and encouraging. And I hope that it will be for you this morning. Everyone was crying, but for different reasons. You see, God's people had been in exile in a far country for the last 70 years. But now, they were allowed to return home. Led by a man with a strange name, Zerubbabel, the Jews came back to the ruins of their homeland. And there they cleared the land and they laid the foundation for a new temple. And according to Ezra chapter 3, that's when it happened. It may have started in the crowd with someone quietly whimpering. But soon a wave of loud crying swept over the assembled people. Their emotion was overwhelming. Some people were crying as they shouted for joy because they were seeing before their own eyes their homeland and a temple for God being rebuilt. But others, some of the older people in the crowd, were mourning in their tears because they remembered the former temple that had once stood on that site and how this new temple would pale in comparison. To those that were crying in their sadness, God gives a stern message through the words of his prophet Zechariah that was just read for us. Let me remind you of it again. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Who are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone of with shouts of, God bless it, God bless it. And the word of the Lord came to me, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. And then comes this phrase. Who dares despise the day of small things? It seemed like such a small thing that a group of exiles would return to a God-forsaken land and start a building project. But God says, don't you dare despise the day of small things. Small things done by us in the hands of God can become big things. It was a child that was born in a manger amid the stench of animals that seemed like a small thing too. God says, don't despise or be discouraged by the day of small things. Small things can change the world. So maybe, just maybe, we should dream small. In his article on Zechariah chapter 4, Eric Redman makes several practical observations about how we should not despise the small contributions that people make in the name of the Lord. And I want to share some of those with you. Don't despise the small thing of prayer. It's how God changes people's hearts. Don't despise the small thing of service in the local church. It's how God is glorified and how people are encouraged. Don't despise the small thing of working in the seemingly insignificant places like the church nursery. It's how you reflect God's love and His compassion. Don't despise the small thing of daily Bible reading, because it's how your heart is transformed by the power of God's Holy Spirit. Don't despise the small thing of daily obedience and sacrifice. It's how your heart is trained and molded after the Savior. Don't despise the small thing of putting sin to death in your life. It's how you're responding to the victory that Christ has won for you. Don't despise the small thing like not getting bitter and walking by faith and by the leading of the Spirit, because it's how you promote the power of the gospel. Don't despise the small thing like daily loving your spouse, because it's through them that you most clearly reflect Christ's love for the church. Don't despise the small thing like honoring your parents, because it's how you demonstrate that there is a God who is bigger than you, whose authority that you value. Don't despise the small thing like working hard at your job or going and putting forth your best effort at school every day, because it's how you show that there's something more profound, more powerful, and more worthy than the fluctuating value of the American dollar. Don't despise the small thing, like speaking of Christ to others, because it's how unbelievers may come to trust in the treasure of Jesus. Don't despise the small things of corporate worship, of the singing of songs in praise to God, and the preaching of the Word, because it's the announcement of the kingdom of our Lord and King Jesus Christ. Recently, I was greatly impacted by a song by Josh Wilson. It came out several years ago, but every day when I'm working in the office, I listen to Pandora radio, and I was listening to a particular station, and this song came cycling through by Josh Wilson that I had never heard before. I'm sure many of you have, but it was new to me. And in this song, he challenges us to not despise or dismiss the power of the small thing. In his song, which is called Dream Small, he says this: "It's a mama singing songs about the Lord. It's a daddy spending family time that the world says he can't afford. These simple moments change the world. It's a pastor at a tiny little church, 40 years of loving on the broken and the hurt. These simple moments change the world. So dream small. Don't bother like you gotta do it all. Just let Jesus use you where you are, one day at a time, and live well. Loving God and others as yourself. Find little ways where only you can help. With His great love, a tiny rock can make a giant fall. So dream small. It's visiting the widow down the street, or dancing on a Friday with your friend with special needs. These simple moments change the world. Of course, there's nothing wrong with dreaming bigger dreams. Just don't miss the minutes on your way, your bigger things. Because these simple moments change the world. So dream small." Okay, church, let's go and dream small. And let's sit back and see what God does with it. This morning, I want you to know that you are valued, that you are an important part of God's big kingdom. Everything we do in the name of the Lord does not go unnoticed by Him. Even a cup of cold water given in the name of the Lord does not go without its reward. God cares for us, and He wants us to be. He gives us the privilege of being people that can be valuable contributors in the work of His kingdom. And every seemingly small thing adds up in God's hands to be something big. So go and dream. Dream big or dream small, but whatever you dream, give the credit and the glory to God, and let's see what God does with all of it. If we can help you in your obedience to Christ in any way this morning, perhaps you need a word of encouragement, a prayer of encouragement from your family members. Maybe you need some shepherding care from the shepherds of this church. They're available in the church library, and you can go meet them now if you have that need. Or maybe you just have questions about your walk with Christ. I'd be glad to help you. You can speak with me in the foyer as we close. Or if you just need the prayers of the church here, we offer that to you now as we stand and as we sing.